We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The Cabinet Subcommittee, which deals with migration, will meet later today, where it will hear updates on efforts to process asylum applications faster. It will also discuss plans to swiftly deport people from the country if their applications are rejected. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
This meeting comes amid ongoing sharp exchanges between Dublin and London after that rise in the number of asylum seekers arriving here from the UK via Northern Ireland. It will seek to find ways to alleviate what many now view as a crisis. This includes moves to find more accommodation for those seeking refuge here. However, it is not expected that welfare payments for Ukrainians will form part of today's agenda. Last night, the Taoiseach told a meeting of his party that communication and engagement on the migration issue must improve on all fronts. Micheál Martin said he wanted to see a COVID-style response, adding that the numbers of people claiming asylum have increased considerably over the last 18 to 24 months, creating significant challenges for the state.
A report published today shows new renters are paying significantly more per month than those with existing tenancies. The survey from the Residential Tenancies Board shows the average rent for new tenants is 16% more than that paid by those with older leases. Our correspondent Pat McGrath.
The study looks at the cost and supply of rental properties between October and December 2023. There was a 31% fall in the number of tenancies that began in that period relative to the same 3 months a year earlier. The average monthly rent for a new tenancy in Dublin was €2,098, comparing with an average of €1,225 outside the Greater Dublin area. However, while prices for new tenancies increased by 6.5% in the capital, they went up by 12.6% elsewhere. In every county, new tenants pay a higher rent relative to what sitting tenants pay. The gap is most pronounced in County Sligo, where there's a 36% difference, or €300 a month, between the cost of the average existing rent compared to the price facing a new tenant.
The United States has accused Russia of using chemical weapons against Ukrainian forces. The State Department said Russia also used tear gas as a method of warfare in Ukraine. Russia has said it no longer possesses a military chemical arsenal, but the country faces pressure for more transparency over the alleged use of toxic weapons. Polls have opened in England in local elections, which are being seen as a crucial indicator of the state of the parties ahead of a general election. Over 2,600 local council seats are to be filled, along with 11 mayoral positions, as well as a by-election in Blackpool. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
Across England, voters head to the polls today in a local election race viewed by many as a litmus test for the leadership of current British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. A series of other votes will also take place, including a by-election in Blackpool South, the election of 37 police and crime commissioners in England and Wales, and 11 influential mayor roles across England's largest cities, including London. This will be the last major scrutiny of electoral opinion in Britain before a general election is called. That will happen in the second half of this year, according to Prime Minister Sunak, with continued speculation that it could happen as soon as July. Polls have so far painted a bleak picture for Mr. Sunak's Conservative Party, with speculation that a poor performance in this ballot could once again ignite moves to remove him as party leader ahead of the general election.
The BBC in Northern Ireland has begun a legal process to establish whether a senior journalist was subjected to alleged police surveillance. The case involves Vincent Kearney, who is now RT's Northern editor. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The allegations date back to 2011. At the time, Vincent Kearney was a documentary maker for BBC Northern Ireland's Spotlight programme, the equivalent of RT's Primetime. An investigation into the independence of the then police ombudsman caused controversy, and the official stepped down a short time later. BBC lawyers have now written to a judicial body in London, alleging that the PSNI may have accessed Mr. Kearney's phone data during that period. The BBC said it believed serious issues of public interest were involved. Vincent Kearney said he was concerned that the PSNI may have tried to identify sources that contributed to the programme. He said journalists must be free to go about their work without police surveillance. He's the third journalist to raise this issue in Northern Ireland in recent months.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy and wet this morning with bands of rain drifting across the country. The rain will linger across the west and south this afternoon and may be heavy at times. Highest temperatures 8 to 13 degrees.